Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be, diving into this crazy world of meme coins, right?
Meme coins, yeah.
And we're going to do it with a little help from this article, actually a pretty cool article out of av.ai.
Yeah.
And it's all about this thing they're calling smart wallet labeling, which I have to admit, I mean, when I first saw that, I was like, what? What is that?
Well, sounds a little complicated at first.
Yeah.
But it's actually a really powerful tool that I think can change the way we all think about meme coin trading.
Okay. Well, I am all about changing how we think about stuff. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
What exactly is this smart wallet labeling thing? Like, paint me a picture. What are we talking about here?
Okay. So imagine Al.ai. They're kind of like this watchful guardian, right? Always observing what's happening on the blockchain, every transaction, every movement of funds. Mm-hmm. They see it all.
So like a detective, but for crypto.
Exactly. A crypto detective.
Yeah.
And based on the patterns they see, they start assigning these labels to different wallets.
So instead of just seeing this sea of random numbers and addresses and, you know, kind of getting lost in the data,
right,
you actually start to get these labels that give you context, like whale,
yeah,
or rug pull. Things like that. It starts to tell a story.
Okay, wait, hold on. Rug pull. That sounds kind of ominous.
It is.
That's one of those things that you really want to avoid, right? Like, how does this labeling help me avoid that?
So that's exactly why a tool like this is so powerful, right?
Okay.
When av.ai flags a wallet as a potential rug pull, mm-hmm, what they're looking for is specific on-chain activity. Things that often happen right before a rug pull.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you know, creators suddenly dumping all their tokens or
yeah,
pulling all the liquidity out of the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that kind of activity, that's what would tank the price and leave everyone else holding the bag.
Oh, okay. So this could actually, like, help me from getting scammed. I mean, that's huge.
It can, yeah.
Okay, so besides rug pull, what other labels should we be paying attention to? Give me the greatest hits here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one that's pretty interesting is called Bundle.
Bundle, okay.
And this label usually pops up when a wallet is using this tool called Jito Bundle, which lets traders prioritize their transactions during, like, a new token launch.
So they get to cut in line. Like, what's the advantage there?
Yeah, essentially, right? They get to cut in line. It means that they have a much better chance of getting their buy orders filled quickly, right as the token launches, so they can snag a large chunk of those available tokens. And if you see a bunch of bundle activity around a new launch, you know, be prepared for some wild price swings.
That makes sense, because it's like they're getting a head start in the race, and that could totally change the price, you know, right out of the gate.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's interesting.
And speaking of big players, Avi.ai also flags those wallets with significant holdings, right?
Mm.
Those are the whales.
The whales.
Yeah. So in their system, any wallet that's holding 50 or more SOL, you know, that gets the label.
Okay. So if I'm looking at these whales, I'm basically like watching what the big money is doing.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Whales can really move the market, right? If they suddenly start buying or selling, that can create ripples throughout the whole meme coin world.
Gotcha. Okay. This is starting to make a lot of sense. I'm seeing how this could be useful. But I mean, even with this info, wouldn't the whales still have an edge? Like, how can a smaller trader like me actually compete with that?
That's a great question. And you're right. Whales do have certain advantages, right? They have more capital, more resources. But remember, even whales can make mistakes.
Okay.
And they often telegraph their moves on chain. So
yeah,
by using a tool like this, you actually get to see those moves in real time.
Okay, so I might not be able to outswim a whale, but at least I can see where they're going.
Precisely, yeah. And sometimes just being aware of those movements, That's enough to give you an edge.
Okay, all right. What other labels should we be on the lookout for? I know you mentioned phishing wallet, which sounds pretty scary.
It is. It is. Yeah. So a phishing wallet, you know, that usually shows up when a wallet's receiving tokens from like a ton of different addresses.
Okay.
And that can be a sign of some shady stuff going on. You know, scams, phishing attacks where people are tricked into sending their tokens to a bad actor.
So basically, if I see that label, it's a big like, danger, Will Robinson.
Exactly. Steer clear, you know.
Okay, good to know.
Then you've got the liquidation label, which basically shows when a wallet sold off all or most of its holdings in a token. And this could be, you know, this could be a sign of a change in market sentiment, especially if it's coming from like a whale.
So watching for those liquidations, it's like taking the temperature of the market, seeing how other traders are feeling about a coin.
Exactly. Yeah. Are a lot of whales liquidating? That could mean the tide's turning, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And lastly, we've got the new wallet label, which is pretty straightforward.
Okay.
It just identifies wallets that are making their first purchase of a particular token. And this can be useful for spotting, you know, like new trends or seeing who those early adopters are.
I do like to try to spot trends early. Is there a way to use that new wallet thing to my advantage, do you think?
Yeah, it can definitely be a useful signal. You know, sometimes those early adopters, they're the ones who are driving those initial price surges. Getting in early can be profitable, but it's, you know, it's riskier too.
Yeah, higher risk, higher reward, right? Classic meme coin territory. But at least now I have a way to see who's jumping on the bandwagon first.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so that's just scratching the surface, right, when it comes to this smart wallet labeling stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much more we can unpack about how this technology can really help you make smarter decisions when it comes to trading.
Okay, I'm ready to unpack it all. This is already way more insightful than I thought it was going to be.
Great. Well, let's move beyond just the individual labels then and talk about the bigger picture. Like, what does it mean that we have tools now that can, like, reveal these hidden patterns, these behaviors in the meme coin market?
Oh, now that is a question I'm really curious about. Let's definitely dive into that in part two.
You know, it really is fascinating to think about, like, all the implications of a tool like this, you know, this smart wallet labeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about, you know, dodging a rug pull here and there or keeping an eye on what the whales are up to.
Right.
I think it's really about understanding like the underlying forces that drive this whole meme coin market. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm finding so intriguing about it, is that we were talking about, you know, how these labels can help, you know, individual traders. But zooming out, like, what does this mean for the space as a whole? You know, where are we headed? What's the big picture here?
Well, I think one of the biggest impacts is going to be, you know, just this increased transparency. As tools like this become more widely used, it's going to be a lot harder for those bad actors, you know, to kind of hide their manipulations. Think about it. I mean, we can see those potential rug pulls before they happen. And we can track the movements of these coordinated groups.
So it's like we're shining a light on the dark corners of the market, making it harder for scammers to operate.
Exactly. And that kind of transparency, you know, it could only be a good thing for the long-term health and legitimacy of the meme coin ecosystem.
I see what you mean. Like a more transparent market that builds trust, right?
Absolutely.
And that trust could actually lead to more mainstream adoption, maybe.
Right, right.
But doesn't that also mean that the tactics that the whales and these coordinated groups or you know, cabals, as Av.ai calls them, that their tactics are going to have to evolve as well? They're going to have to get more sophisticated.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
It's almost like an arms race, right? The tools for analysis become more powerful. And in response, the tactics used to manipulate the market, they become, you know, more subtle, harder to detect.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out.
Okay, so these cabals, are they really, I mean, is this a big deal? It sounds kind of, you know, almost like a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Like, are there actual examples of this happening in the meme coin market?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there have been tons of instances where, you know, you see these groups of wallets likely controlled by, you know, a single entity that are coordinating their buying and selling to artificially pump or dump a token's price.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes these wallets, they're created around the same time or they receive funding from the same source, you know, and their trading activities, just, it's so synchronized. It's really obvious when you have the right tools to analyze it.
Wow, so it's not just like random chaos out there.
Right.
There's like actual strategy and let's be honest, manipulation happening behind the scenes. Does that make you concerned at all about the future of meme coins?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
I think I see it more as a sign of a maturing market, as more money flows into the meme coin space, it's inevitable that we're going to see, more sophisticated players trying to gain an edge. But this also means that traders need to become more, informed and more discerning.
So tools like this, like smart wallet labeling, they're not just a nice to have anymore. They're kind of becoming essential.
I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah. This kind of analysis, it allows you to cut through all the noise and the hype and just see what's really happening,
Right.
It's not enough to just, follow the memes or chase the latest trends. You need to understand the forces that are at play,
Yeah.
the players that are involved, the tactics that are being used.
So you're saying knowledge is power. Even in this like wild west of meme coins.
Absolutely, yeah. And the more you know, the better equipped you'll be to make smart decisions, manage your risk and potentially even, profit from those moves of the whales and the cabals.
Okay. This has been really insightful. It's clear that these tools, smart wallet labeling, it can give us a real advantage. But beyond, those individual benefits, I'm curious about your broader perspective. How do you see this technology shaping the future of meme coins in the long run?
That's a great question. I think one of the most interesting trends that we might see is this shift away from purely speculative meme coins,
Oh, okay.
and towards projects that have real utility, real value.
Wait, so you're saying meme coins could become more than just memes? How would that even work?
Well, think about it. Right now, a lot of meme coins are driven by hype, social media buzz, the fear of missing out. But as traders become more educated and they have access to better information, they're going to start demanding more from the projects that they invest in.
So the novelty of just being a funny meme, that's not going to cut it anymore.
Right, exactly. We're likely going to see this demand for real world use cases, strong teams, clear roadmaps, tokens that offer, tangible benefits. So in other words, I mean, the memes, yeah, they might still grab attention, but the substance behind the project, that's going to become more and more important.
So you're predicting this sort of evolution of the meme coin
Yeah.
from pure speculation to something with actual utility.
That's my hunch, yeah.
Okay.
And tools like smart wallet labeling, they actually might play a role in driving that evolution. Because when you can see through the hype and the manipulation, it forces those projects to focus on actually building something of real value.
Okay, I'm starting to get really excited about this future of meme coins, where it's not just, gambling on the next viral trend, but where they're actually used for real world applications.
Yeah, me too. I think the meme coin space has a ton of potential. It's just a matter of cutting through all the noise and focusing on the projects that are really pushing the boundaries of innovation. And that's where, informed traders armed with the right tools and knowledge, they can really make all the difference.
Okay, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the future, let's bring it back to the present.
Yes, let's do that.
We've covered a lot of ground today, and I think our listeners are probably eager to hear what this all means for them, like what's the key takeaway here? How can they use this knowledge to their advantage right now?
Well, it feels like we're really on the verge of a whole new era of meme coin trading, with these tools like smart wallet labeling becoming available.
I know, right? It's exciting, but it also kind of makes you wonder about like the bigger picture. Like, what does this all mean for the future of this space,
Yeah, it definitely raises some interesting questions.
Okay, like what? Give me an example. What kind of questions are we talking about here?
Well, if this kind of on-chain analysis becomes like totally normal, everyone's using it, will it really level the playing field?
Okay.
Or will the whales and these, sophisticated trading groups, will they always find a way to kind of stay one step ahead?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Is knowledge really power in the meme coin world, or will the big players always have some kind of edge?
It's tough to say for sure.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But I do think that Knowledge is a powerful thing. The more you understand about the market, the players, the forces at work, the better decisions you're going to make.
So having access to tools like this, smart wallet labeling, that's definitely a step in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. It's giving everyday traders, insights that used to be only for like institutions, the big guys.
Okay.
And that can make a huge difference.
But you're also saying that whales, they still have some advantages, right? I mean, they've got the capital, the
Right,
resources.
they do, yeah.
They've been doing this for a while, so it's not a perfect system.
Yeah, there's always going to be some level of, asymmetry. But that doesn't mean that, the little guy's doomed or anything like that. It just means you got to be smart, you got to be strategic, you got to be informed.
So it's not about trying to become a whale yourself. It's more about learning how to like swim in the same ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. And tools like this, they give you the ability to see the currents, to spot the predators, to navigate those waters effectively.
That's a great way to put it. But let's get down to brass tacks here. What advice would you give to our listeners who are, they're just starting to dip their toes into the meme coin pool? What can they do right now?
Well, first of all, I'd say, don't get caught up in the hype.
Okay.
It's so easy, right? To see a new meme coin mooning and just want to jump on board. But, you got to do your research.
So resist the FOMO. I mean, easier said than done sometimes,
I
right?
know it's tough, but seriously, take the time to understand the project, the team, the technology, and use those tools, smart wallet labeling. See what's happening on chain.
So it's about due diligence, not just blindly following the crowd.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't be afraid to start small. You don't have to be a whale to make money in meme coins.
Okay, that's good to hear. So you're saying even with a small investment, you can still ride the waves.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
But always keep in mind that meme coins are volatile. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
There's risk involved no matter what.
Right.
So risk management is super important. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose,
Right.
and have a clear exit strategy in place.
Okay, good advice. So it sounds like navigating the meme coin world, it's kind of like surfing,
Yeah.
You got to know how to ride the waves, but you also got to know how to avoid like wiping out.
I like that, yeah. And just like surfing, the more you practice, the better you're going to get it at reading the conditions, making those smart decisions.
Awesome. So the big takeaway here is knowledge is power, even in this crazy world of meme coins.
Yeah.
And tools like smart wallet labeling, they're giving us that power. It's up to us to use it wisely.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Stay informed, stay vigilant, and most importantly, have fun out there.
I love it. This has been such an amazing deep dive. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about meme coins,
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this journey. We hope you learned something new today. And stay tuned for our next deep dive, where we'll be tackling another fascinating topic from the world of crypto. Until then, happy trading.